Okay, that's up and going here. So we'll see if it works. I've got a failing computer down here, so it may decide to go belly up on me here at any time. So I don't know. It's not working the best. But we're going to try to make it get through the tech net here. KA0PQW, we'll call the Handy Ham Radio Club tech net. This net meets every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock or thereabouts. Whenever we get it going here, and all stations are welcome to check in. You don't need to be a member of Handy Ham's to check in. We welcome all amateurs. We're here on the Handy Ham conference server, 494-492. Is its node number, and also on the Van Echo IRLP reflector. IRLP node number 9008, and I can't remember the Echo Link number. Something like 919256, I think. That's if the memory's correct, so I wouldn't count on it. Hopefully we're coming to you live and in color on whatever repeater node it is you happen to be listening to, and good to have everybody on. That control here tonight is KA0PQW, Kilo Alpha, Zero Papa, Quebec Whiskey. The name is Matt, M-A-T-T, Matt, and I'm on the Ellendale repeater here, 442.925-22464. This is a technical discussion net for the most part. We will take a check-in or two, you know, here or there if you just want to check in. But mostly the idea is to have a technical discussion on whatever it is you'd like to talk about, whether it's radios, phones, antennas, computers. And hopefully there'll be somebody around that can kind of answer questions. I will if I can, but of course I don't know everything. None of us do. So that's why it's called a technical discussion. And I know that Jennifer has a question, and I've got Irene. I don't know if you had anything official, Irene, or not, but we'll get to you here. But I know, actually, Jennifer does, so why don't we start out with that. Jennifer, I'm going to let you kind of ask the question, but I kind of know what you're looking for, so I can sort of rephrase it if I need to, but... We'll get Jennifer started here. KC9HER in the group, KA0PQW.
Thanks, Matt. This is KC9HER. I have the TMZ71A. I know how to program it, but it also has EchoLink capabilities. And Pat sent me a manual that I could listen to, and I've been trying to figure it out, but apparently you do need a USB sound card, because otherwise there's no sound card in the radio. And so, in other words, when it says connected, it goes through the computer speakers. But it's really confusing, because it says that you have to go in and set up a menu for Echo Link. You've got a program in the frequency or node number. And the other thing I was trying to figure out was crossbanding. I listened to the manual and I tried to do what it said to do, except I'm missing something. I don't understand how to do that.
Yeah, I know that radio is tricky to cross-band with, but it is doable. A buddy of mine was just doing it, but I don't think he's around enough to help. But I know somebody else that, if we can't get anywhere tonight, I am going to call somebody tomorrow. I didn't have time today, but I'm going to call them tomorrow and see if they'd be willing to work with you on it. I think they'd have enough patience and stuff to be able to help you get through that, talk you through it. Because it is sort of a complicated thing, making that radio crossband. It's not as easy as some of them. I do know that. There's quite a little procedure to it, where you actually got to turn the radio off and back on and some stuff there. So, yeah. And it will also, One thing I do like about it in crossband, it will actually transmit a call sign. You can actually program a CW ID, and it will actually send your call sign out. That's a true crossband repeat deal there. Okay, is there anyone on anywhere that can help us with how to interface the Kenwood TMV-71A for Echolink and or knows how to make the Kenwood TMV-71A crossband? Does anyone know how to do that right now? Well, let's do that first. Let's see if anybody's on who can help us with that. Stick around, Jennifer, because sometimes people show up later and I do repeat the question, so hang out there. Anyone out to help Jennifer out with that? Well, I don't hear anything right now, Jennifer, but we'll keep it around here, and as I take more check-ins and stuff, we'll see if we can find somebody. And like I say, I think I'll be able to call somebody tomorrow there and ask them if they can help you through that. They are actually volunteers, so let me work on that tomorrow here for you. I know they've been quite busy too, actually, but boy, having us all, it's just been crazy. And then to top it all, I've had to work on a failing computer too, so oh, boy. Well, let's see if Irene has anything for us. VE3NVH, KA0PQW. How you doing, Irene?
Sorry about that, Mac. Hit the wrong button. And yes, Jennifer, that sounds like the kind of complications that are well beyond my capability. But it is absolutely fabulous to be able to talk on Echolink and enjoying the contact with all the amateur radio people. No, I think, Matt, I'm looking for W7KBX. That's Kyle, and he has an Echolink. That's his call, and according to my information, I cannot connect to that. I believe it's his Echolink, so I'm not too sure how that works. VE3NVH.
Well, you should be able to connect to it unless he's decided to ban somebody or something. Or if he's got it locked down somehow. Some owners do that. I don't know why, but there are those out there who lock things down pretty tight. So, Louver, what's his call? Whiskey 7-1? Kilo Bravo X-ray? Is that who you're looking for? I'm not familiar with Kyle, I guess. That's somebody I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, you've got it correct, Matt. We were discussing the difficulty of setting up the mailbox the other day, and it would have seemed that the best way to do it, of course, is through Echolink. His node came up on my machine, so I'm assuming I should be able to talk to him, but it says not connected. Is that a good word? No, not. Anyway, it's turned off, so maybe he had to go away for a while or something. It seemed to be a good way of developing some understanding of the MacBook Pro, but it will happen eventually. VE3 November Victor Hotel. Thanks for your help, Matt.
Okay, Irene, very good. Well, yeah, I'm not familiar with Kyle, I guess, so. Yeah, who knows? Maybe he's taken it down or he's gone or something like that. But Some people do take their stuff down. The repeater echo link stays up here 24/7, whether I'm here or not. It stays on, stays connected to the Handy-M conference, hopefully. Once in a while, it gets dropped off. I don't know why, but internet things happen. But thank you, Irene. Good to have you on here tonight for the Handy-M Radio Club TechNet. That iPhone sounds really good. It's got really good audio there. Really does. So let's see. Do we have anybody that can help with a Kenwood TMV-71A? Help get it going on Echolink and or crossbanding with a TMV-71A or any other check-ins. Any help with that or any other check-ins here this evening? KA0PQW.
KA0PQW. Big net control there. This is N3AIM. Joe in Pennsylvania.
Boy, we might have a slow net tonight. Big Joe, how are you doing there? Sounding good. N3AIM, KA0PQW. What mysteries have you got for us?
Well, I'm not going to say this too loud, but I didn't break anything this week. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not saying it too loud. I didn't break anything this week. So I don't have any questions. I just came in to listen and see if I can help anybody out if they need any help. I can't help anybody on that TMV-71A. I don't have that rig, and I don't know anything about it, so I can't help anybody on that one, but I'll listen for a while. And I'm on my link, so if it starts burping and bleeping, just dump me off. This is N3AIM. Back to net.
Well, hopefully it'll behave. Let's hope it behaves there, Joe. Yeah, it sure will. I'll have to actually get up and go into the other room to the Echolink computer and do that if it does. I didn't bring up Echolink on this local computer here. It's failing fast and so on. Hopefully I can get it struggled through here and keep a list and record the nets here. I'm hoping it'll handle that. Actually, I think it will. It seems to be having problems with the internet part of it, but it's obviously there's hard disk errors and stuff showing up. So, going to be replacing the main computer down here relatively soon here. Seems like find one. Cheap. So, good to hear you, Joe. Glad you haven't broke anything. That's always a good thing. Yeah, I had my old computer go belly up here a week ago. And lost its profile and all of its settings and everything. Had quite a time, but got it mostly back. But there's obviously a hardware failure happening. So that's that. Let's see who else is around here this evening for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Anyone that could answer Jennifer's question concerning the Kenwood TMV-71A? She needs help with getting it going on Echolink and also needs help with learning how to make it cross-band repeat. And I do know you need a cable. That, but I think you have that cable. I think it's the same as the programming cable, as I recall. Anyway, I believe you have that. But she needs to know how to set it up, the menu options and stuff, and how to make it crossband. If anyone can help her with that, or any other check-ins here, anybody else with questions or comments, For the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet here, KA0PQW.
Hello?
I'm beginning to wonder if we got dumped off up in the city, sir, because I haven't heard anybody on up there. Let me check something out here. Second here. Well, I can't. Jennifer, I'm going to need to reroute you to the conference server so I can look and see who's connected. So, the way it is, I can't see the conference list here when you're connected to my repeater directly. So, I'm going to drop you off. If you can reconnect to handy, or I can do it here for you. But I'm going to drop you off here because I'm going to have to disconnect everything for a second. K0PQW.
KC9AGR. Disconnected. Disconnected. Connected.
Okay, we are on 145.45. I wasn't sure, and I wanted to make sure. Okay, sorry about that, but I wanted to make sure everything was good to go, because I hadn't heard anybody on up in the city. It's been pretty quiet up there. So I wanted to make sure we were on there, and I forgot to do that before the net started here. I had about 20 things happening. Okay, Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, KA0PQW. Anybody that can help answer questions concerning the Kenwood TMV-71A, how to set up the menus for EchoLink, and how to make the radio cross-band repeat, and does a good job of it, but I've never done it myself. Can anybody help us with either of those things, or other check-ins or questions? Anybody might have for the Handy Ham Radio Club Tech. Now, it might be kind of a slow net tonight. There's a lot of stuff going on in the summertime. So, who else is around here? KA0PQW.
KF5VXR. I figured I would check in since it's kind of slow. I have a couple of questions about the, I guess you pronounce it, Wosheng hand talkies.
Well, those would be good questions, Dustin. KF, KF5VXR, let me get you written down here. KA0PQW, go ahead. I've got a couple of those. I might even be able to help you out.
I was looking on various ham radio dealer sites, and under the accessories, what would be the best antenna? Because, you know, they have about two of every antenna that's available for it. And I wouldn't want to spend $20 on an antenna that's not worth $15. And I was kind of curious on what antenna would be the best.
Well, I tell you, I've found that the stock antennas that come with the radio seem to work pretty well. You know, you can get other ones, I guess. And you can get a BNC to, or I mean a regular SMA to reverse SMA adapter, or get a BNC to reverse SMA adapter. I've got three of those things, and got the 2 meter 441 and a 2 meter 220, and a 2 meter, 6 meter one that I just got. I found that, in any case for my use, that the stock antennas that come with the radio work just fine. I broke one of them, but, it was a situation where I broke one of the antennas, but I fell off of something and really bent the crap out of it. So, what do you say? You know, they are pretty cheap. The antennas are fairly cheap. So, I don't know. I guess if I were to buy one of them, I'd just, get it with the stock antenna. I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, the reason I was asking is because I live out in Oklahoma, pretty close to Altus, but all the repeaters are about 6 to 7 miles away, and I wasn't sure if a stock antenna would cut it or not.
Hard to know. How far did you say you were from the repeaters?
I estimate most of them are 6, 7, 8 miles.
Well, if they're only 6 or 7 or 8 miles away, I think you'd be okay. Should be. I mean, I work stuff around here with my Oshang portable that's that far. Now, you may not be able to do it in your basement or something. That all depends on the repeaters. Just because a repeater is only 6 miles away doesn't mean it works well there. If it's not very high or something, it may not. If it's up fairly good, a good working repeater, you shouldn't have any problem with it. So I think you'd do all right. At least get started. And, that's the thing. You want the stock antenna anyway. So, I think I would just get one with the stock antenna, and then if you find you need something better, well, then go from there.
Yeah. These are fairly good repeaters because they're used by the weather people around here. So, I listen to them on the scanner and stuff, and they're about 15, 20, 30 miles away, and the repeater has no trouble sending or receiving. So I figure they're fairly high quality repeaters.
Yeah. No, I think you would. I don't think you'd have any problem there, Dustin. I've worked repeaters 20 miles away with them. And I don't have any gain antennas for those radios, although I've got some gain antennas around here that would work on them if I buy the adapter. And I am going to get an adapter, at least a couple of them to have around, because I want to do some experiments with my 6 meter one, see if I can get that a little better. But I think you'd be just fine with the stock antenna. You probably want to get the 2 meter 440 one. I don't know if there's any 220 repeaters in your area. I've got all three of them because I own a 220 repeater. In fact, a couple of them, part owner of another one. And I just had to have that 6 and 2 meter one. I really don't know why. I just had to have it. Just to say I had a handheld that would do 6 meters, I guess. That was the only reason. I don't know that I... I don't know what I was doing there, but I had to have it. So, no, I think you'll do okay there, Dustin. Anything else for us?
Not at the moment. That'd be it. I appreciate the information, and I guess I'll turn it back over to you. KF5VXR.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, Dustin, and that's a good question. You brought up a real good question, so nothing wrong with that. And like I say, they could be okay with cases there. So that's based on my experience with them, and like I say, I've got several of those things. And there are some good tutorials talking, speaking of the Oshang portables. I did do an audio tutorial on them that's on the Handy Ham Manual site, and Buddy Brannon did an excellent text tutorial, which you will want, because it's got menu lists and stuff and PL charts and stuff in one that the audio one does not have. But the Buddy Brannon one is very, very good and covers more stuff than I covered. But so they're both very valuable resources, and I would make sure that got both of those tutorials are available on the Handy Ham website, www.handyham.org. So, very good there. Well, that probably covers the Oshang question, unless anybody else has any further comments on that. But we still have Jennifer and the questions concerning the Kenwood TMV71A as far as being able to run it on Echolink, set up the Echolink menus and stuff. And crossbanding, you know, how to make that radio crossband, we'd like to hear from you. So anybody that can answer that question or any other check-ins or comments for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet here tonight, KA0PQW.
KA0PQW. Matt, this is Joe again, N3 Alien. Got a question about the THF6A. You can answer it, I know. I'm thinking you can. Over.
Yeah, we'll take a shot at that, Joe. Go ahead.
What's the generic, not the generic, but what's the stock battery pack for the THF6A, the one I use? How many milliamp hours is that? Do you know? I forgot. I heard somewhere, but I can't remember how much it is. And my sister read it to me. It was on the battery pack, but I can't remember. Just curious. And did you ever try the 4,000 milliamp battery pack for this rig? It comes from, you can get it from Batteries America. It's $59. Not bad, considering the replacement Kenwood pack that's way less than that costs from HRO $73 or $75 or something like that, ridiculously overpriced, just because it says Kenwood on it. I don't think there should be anything different than generic packs. Chemistry is chemistry, battery is battery. I don't think there should be anything different about them, except that the fact that the name Kenwood's not on. But with this 4,000 milliamp battery pack, it's thicker. And you can't use the battery, you can't use a belt clip. I read about it. Which do you use? What do you use? And do you know what the standard battery pack is, milliamp hours, from this Kenwood? This is N3 AIS.
Well, I don't recall what the original Kenwood ones were, but then Kenwood later on came out with a 2,000 milliamp standard pack for these things. And I would never buy the, I guess I personally would not buy the Kenwood battery replacement battery pack. There's nothing wrong with them, except for the fact, as you very well stated, they're overpriced. I've been using the aftermarket standard size batteries from Batteries America. I've got the drop-in charger that they sell for them, and I've had real good luck with that. And I've had reasonably good luck with the aftermarket batteries from Batteries America. I do not use the 4,000 milliamp pack. You can put the battery on there with the belt clip, and it'll work, but you can't use the belt clip. You can't actually clip it on your pants. You'll break the belt clip. So that's why I don't have that pack. Hell of a pack, I'm sure, but that's the very reason why I don't have one. But I've got more than one battery for the radio. So that's not a problem. But the ones they're coming out with now, anyhow, are 2,000 milliamp packs. Those are the new ones that Kenwood has put out. And those are also available in the aftermarket variety from Batteries America and probably others, other places. Seems to me the original ones 10 years ago were like 1,000 milliamps or 1,500 maybe, or maybe even they were less than that. I bet you NU6P John would know that. But I do know that Kenwood came out with a 2,000 milliamp pack, and interestingly enough, they came out with theirs after the battery, after the aftermarket ones, as I recall. N3AIN, KA0PQ.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up, that's all. And but if anybody that knows is going to buy the aftermarket ones, because like they're cheaper, and like I said, I don't think there's anything different about them. Except that the name is different on them. It's not Kenwood, that's all. I don't think the casing is any different. Maybe a different texture plastic, I don't know. But even if it is, that doesn't matter. As long as the chemical makeup of the batteries inside is just the same, that's all you need. That's all you need. Well, thanks. That's all I have. No other questions. So I'll turn it back over to you. And three jobs this week. Boy, nice week. Every week should be like this. N3AIN, back to you. And that control there. Listening to the net.
Okay, Joe. Very good. Maybe some week you can help do the net here, too. We're going to need more help on the tech net, because it's obvious Jose is not going to be able to do it all the time. And I know I can't do it all the time either. I know next week I can't. It's Ellendale days. I'm going to go hear the polka band. That's what I'm going to do next week. Tech with you guys. I'm going to go hear the polka band. And in any case, if I didn't do that, there would be a city council meeting to go to, so I go to those too. So, yeah, no problem there, Joe. Great to have you on. And I think John NU6B made the comment that he thought maybe the Kenwood pack fit on the radio better, but I don't know. I've not found that to be the case. I have not found really any difference. But I have found with all of these things, grab a reset. What I have found with these things, though, is that they don't last forever. They don't last for years and years and years like some of the old ones I've had for other radios. I seem to get 2-3 years worth of constant charging, just, you know, constant use and discharging and charging. And then they start to pile out. That's what I've found, and I actually need to order another pack. Because I've got a bunch of them here that aren't working well anymore. I've only got one that's really working well. So I need to order another one before camp, probably. Well, anyway, pretty soon. That is the one shortcoming of these. They're a lithium-ion battery, and they just don't seem to hold up as long as I think they should. But then again, my handhelds get a lot of use, so maybe it's just me being an old man. I'm not sure. Anyhow, real good, Joe, and I sure like the DHS-6A. Wouldn't be without it. That's a fact. I wish I had 2 or 3 of them sometimes. So, anyhow, good to have you on here. Well, we still have a question concerning the TMV-71A on how to make the Echolink menus work and how to make the Kenwood TMV-71A crossband repeat. So, if anybody can help us with that, or any other questions or comments here for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, KA0PQW.
Here's the manager.
Miss Jennifer on the recheck there. Go ahead, Jennifer. KC9AGR, KA0PQW.
Yeah, I just had to replace my battery about a year and a half ago for the PHS 6A, and I had also sent my VX5R out there because something was funky with the speaker. And all it was a loose speaker wire that Kurt fixed for me, too. And ironically, I needed a new battery for the 6A, but then ironically, the 5R battery went out when I was at the shop, so I ended up buying a battery for both. But Kurt suggested to go with the Kenwood, you know, better quality. But let's see, what else was I going to say about the 6A? And right now my 6A is in the shop again. I had said it before Kurt had passed away, but I broke a antenna connector again, the second one, because I've dropped it so many times. But I tell you, the 5R is better quality. I've dropped it so many times. I've had it for at least 10 years, never broken an antenna connector or anything like that on it. And then I wasn't sure when they were going to get to the 6A because they were backlogged, you know. And so they called and told me it was done. And I said, by the way, I said, while it's there, can you check the AM? Because the AM wasn't coming in. Like the 1 AM station that I get on my 5R, I could not pick up on the 6A. And sure enough, he checked it and said the AM antenna inside the radio needed to be replaced. And I asked if I would save any labor if I had told him beforehand, and he said no, and he explained how much time it takes. So, unfortunately, I already spent $91 with labor and replacing the antenna connector. Now it's going to cost me $75 for labor and $25 for the part. He said he'll see if he can do better. I don't know if he can give me a break, but I tell you, I'm going to be really careful this time because, you know, putting so much money into this radio, I almost could have bought a new one, but I'm just going to have to figure out how to strap it to myself so that it doesn't get dropped and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I will say that the antenna connector is probably the weak point of that radio, but I've never broke one on this handheld. I broke two of them on the other one. Maybe it was three. I went through three of them. But I think one had a problem right from the get-go because it didn't last long. And so I think one had a problem from the get-go. But since then, I never had a problem. My first THF-6A, though, it suddenly died. Well, it was starting to fail, and then it just died. And nobody could figure it out. I had two, three guys, including Kurt, who's now silent key. But he looked at it and had another guy look at it, and nobody could figure it out. It's a dead box. But, you know, I do know a guy that dropped his Kenwood THF-6A from a 300-foot tower, and it survived it just fine. The battery flew off the radio. And the push-to-talk cover flew out. But he put the battery back on the radio. The radio works fine. The antenna connector was fine. No problem. So you must, you know, maybe drop it in such a way that it get the antenna hard or something. I don't know. In this handheld, I've not had a problem with it. And I've had this handheld several years. And it's been dropped a few times. In fact, even got dropped on the railroad track one time while I fell and scraped the crap out of it. A couple of big scrapes on it. But in any case, overall, though, I've sure enjoyed it. And they get it, mine get a lot of hard use, so I don't know. But, you know, I guess it's very strict. It's all whatever anybody wants, I guess. I've been using the aftermarket packs for years. And, Missy Cat, you can't send code. Please do not send code. And I've had no problems with them. So, like I had one that had an odd issue, and I ended up replacing that, but that's out of several of them. So. Overall, I've had good luck with them. But, you know, yeah, you spent a lot of money on that. Unfortunately, that's too bad. Like I say, you could have bought another one for that price. But anyway, well, good to hear you, Jennifer. Good luck with that. Hopefully we'll yet find somebody that can answer the TMV 71A question there. Anyone else like to join the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet with any questions or discussions or comments? Or that can possibly answer Jennifer's questions concerning the TMV-71A Kenwood, how to make it cross-band repeat and do the echo link there, set up the echo link part of it. KA0PQW, who else is here?
Kilo Delta Zero, Oscar Juliet Echo.
KJ6ZKC.
KD8ULU, Kilo Delta 8, Uniform Leader Uniform, James in Rockford, Michigan.
Okay, we've got a few there. James in Rockford, Michigan, can you repeat your call again for me? It went right by me. It was Kilo Delta 8, what was it?
Kilo Delta 8 Uniform, Lima Uniform.
Okay, KD8ULU, or is it LU? Yeah, ULU, I guess. Okay, we've got that. We've got KD0OJE, whom I think can help us out, or at least we can get you guys together. And we got Mike out there in San Jose there, Katie. KJ6ZKC. So let's pick up Rob there, KD0OJE. How you doing, Rob? And hi to Lynn there, too.
KAZPQW, this is KD0OJE. We're doing just fine, Matt. Good evening to you and to everyone else on the Handy Ham TechNet. And, yeah, you mentioned Jennifer has some questions regarding EchoLink setup and the 71A, and I have done that and also use it for crossband repeat. So I will try and answer a question she had. I don't consider myself an expert, but as I mentioned, Lynn and I have both used the machine in those modes, and I've drawn up some little cheat sheets that I use because it can be complex trying to follow the manual that they have. So, back to you, Matt.
Okay. Well, let's take a crack at it, and then. But I was going to call you tomorrow about this because I think actually it may be something that you'll have to go through on a kind of one-on-one basis, kind of one step at a time thing, possibly. I know that's how sometimes I learn stuff, but KC9HER, KA0PQW. Go ahead there, Jennifer, and let's see what we can deal with it, tonight, and then we'll kind of go from there.
KC9HER. Yeah, that would be great if I could find out how to do the echo link in the crossband.
Well, what do you think there, Rob? Do you think it'd be better to kind of get you guys together offline, or how do you feel about it?
Yeah,
whatever Jennifer feels comfortable with. One thing I can do is if Jennifer has a specific question, I can try and answer that here on the TechNet. In addition, if she has an email address, or Matt, if you have Jennifer's email, I can send you the little instruction sheets set up for Lynn and I that I think are easier to follow than the manual. And so that would be fine. And also talking with Jennifer offline would work too. So whatever would work out for us. Back to you, Matt. KA0PQW, this is Kilo Delta Zero, Oscar Juliet Echo.
Okay, yeah, very good. KA0PQW. Well, go ahead, Jennifer, and, you know, like I say, if you want, I can get Rob your email address. That might be the best way, and then kind of get you guys together. That might work actually better, but if there's something specific that you're having trouble with, we can try it here, but, you know, it may be better to get you guys together offline so you can go through all of it, but... I'll kind of leave that up to you, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Matt, that would be okay if you could rob my email address. That would be great. I'm glad I finally found somebody who knows about the Echolink and Frostman. He's an engineer.
Okay, and, Rob, are you okay? Well, obviously she'd have your email if you sent it to her. I'll get you Jennifer's email, and then you guys can kind of go from there and exchange whatever, you know, because it may need some, you know, I'm thinking you may have to kind of talk her through it on the phone, possibly even. I'm not sure, but, I just know how I learn something, so just covering all bases. So that's what I'll do, Rob. I'll send you Jennifer's email and contact information there. Go ahead.
Matt, that sounds good. KD0OJE here. One other thing I would mention, and I don't know how this site works, if Jennifer what she uses as far as the screen reader, if she uses one at all on the computer, but Echolink does have a specific page that deals with Echolink and the Kenwood TMV71, and that has some real good information on it. So that might be something that she might want to take a look at also in the interim before we have a chance to talk further. Back to you, Matt. KA0PQW, this is Kilo Delta Zero, Oscar Juliet Echo.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Now, is that on echolink.org?
Is. It's www.echo.org/v71a.htm. Back to you, Matt. Full link.
Okay, www.echolink.org/v71htm. Is that correct? Or is it .htm? Anyhow, is that right?
/v71a.htm.
Yeah, v71a. Okay, yeah, should have thought of that. Okay, that'll help you too, Jennifer. I bet that site is accessible. It may not... I don't know how much help it'll be, but it may be something for you to look at. And after I'm done with the TechNet here, Rob, I'll send you Jennifer's email address and that. And but that's good information for everybody, anyhow. www.echolink.org/v71a.htm. And information on the making the Kenwood TMV71A work on Echolink. So, and Jennifer, I'll email you that website too. I can do that after I'm done. But that's great information, Rob. Sure appreciate it there. Go ahead.
Matt, also, if people are interested, and again, I don't know if how accessible the information is, but there is a book out that's one of the Nifty guides. It's a Nifty Easy Guide to Echolink Operation, and that also has some specific information dealing with the 71A. Those will be some of the things that I may reference when I talk with or email Jennifer and attempt to answer her question. So I hope I can help, and it's good talking to you, Matt, and good listening to everyone tonight on the Handy HandyHandTechNet. KA0PW, this is KD0OJE.
Okay, very good there, Rob. Great to have you check in. Hi, Lynn there, too, and we'll have to get together and have a chat here sometime. I haven't talked to you for a while. Actually, I was going to give you a call here tomorrow, too. I'll probably still do that. So good to hear you on there, Rob, and I sure appreciate you being willing to help Jennifer out there. That's just not a radio I have, so let's go. Great to have you check in, Rob, and sounding good from up there. And that's good information there. A Nifty Guide to Echolink Operation, a book, and probably available through the... you know, while I'm at it, where's that book available from, Rob?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember where I bought it. I think I probably bought it through ARRL, but I'm not sure. I'll check that out. But I know it probably is available at just about any ham radio supply store or anyone that carries the Nifty Guides. And I know in the Twin City area that the ham radio store does carry a number of the Nifty Guides. So back to you, Matt. K0PQW, this is Kilo Delta Zero, Oscar Juliet Echo.
Okay, very good, Rob. Well, that's certainly good for sighted people and stuff to know, too, about that book is probably not available in the DAISY format or anything. I can most assure that it probably is not. Should be, but it's probably not. So, but in any case, still good information to have. So thank you, Rob. Great to have you on. And, boy, that's sure good information there. So I'm sure glad you took the time to check in with us here tonight. And always good to hear you and Lynn on there, for sure. So, well, let's see. I forgot the order that I had things written down here. I guess I've got KJ60KC Mike out there in San Jose there. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Matt, and everybody else that's on the net. One of the questions that I have, I've had some problems since I have to use the hand camera remote base right now, which is, it's not a fairing, it's at my end, where I'm having problems transmitting because I can receive, but I cannot transmit for some strange reason. I don't know what's happening with Skype at my end, but whenever I try to transmit, there's no transmit and that kind of thing. Although my computer is kind of on its last legs, but that's what I'll have to do until I can get something to hear and all that. So That's one of my questions for tonight.
Okay, one thing that comes to mind right off the bat is make sure that WA0TDA Pat is aware that you've upgraded to General. Make sure that that's been taken care of, because the remote base is definitely set up so that when you're given access to it, you are only able to transmit within your operating privileges. So that's very necessary. Now, you maybe have done all that already, but make sure that that comes to mind, because I think you had access to it before you upgraded to General. So that comes to mind right off the top. Let's see, N3AIN. Do you have any ideas for that, Joe?
I'm thinking about it. No, I don't. So what you said is a good suggestion. I can't think of anything else. The only other thing I can think of is make sure you're in the right field when you press the space bar to transmit. You know, like if you're not in the right window, I think it won't work. Make sure you're in the right window on the remote base and not on Skype or JAWS open window or anything like that, or whatever screen reader you're using. I think that might help. I think that might stop it too if you didn't have the right focus. Over.
Yeah, two things. This is Mike again. Pat is aware that I've upgraded, and explain a little bit about the right window. I kind of got lost there, so if you could briefly go over that would be greatly appreciated. KJ6, ZKC.
I have to get on my computer to look at it myself, but I think you have to be in, you have to have the remote base in focus, and not Skype. Once you call up the remote base, I think sometimes it switches over to the edit field where you have to type in a message in Skype if you wanted to text somebody the Skype window itself. So you want to, I guess, let me check my computer. I think you'd have to alt-tab to make sure you're in the W4MQ field, window. Let me check it on my computer. I'll get back to you in about 5 minutes or so. Let me actually try something with the remote base and see if what I'm talking about makes sense. Do you know what I'm talking about, Matt? Do you think I'm on the right track there? Do you think that would make a difference, wouldn't it? Over.
Yeah, I suspect it would. Yeah, I suspect you'd need to be on focus with that. Yeah, and I think that might be something to look at. Does that make sense to you there, Mike?
Kind of. On focus is there. As I say, there's... As I say, I can receive at the receiving end, everything's fine, but as far as the transmit end, I'm not getting out at all. It does kind of make sound, it makes sense to me, but most of it does. But what do I, when I bring up the remote base, what's the first thing I should do again, since this is still kind of new to me?
Okay, yeah. Well, Joe is going to...
N3AI, make sure I have it. If you're in the field where you can change frequencies, by arrowing up and down. Then when you hit the space bar, it should work. Are you able to change frequency by moving up and down, by moving the up and down arrows over?
Yes, I can most of the time, although I do use the mouse for that, because at times my arrow keys on this laptop but don't want to work, and that's driving me crazy, but I have to get a few more weeks out of this laptop before I can get another one.
Okay, yeah, real good. Well, let me check with my trusty computer here myself. You guys carry on, and I'll check, and I'll tell you exactly what... Okay, well, first of all, before I do that, I'm using a desktop, but that shouldn't make any difference. The only thing different are the keyboard shortcuts. Keyboards on a desktop is different than a laptop. Are you using JAWS, or are you using something else, or are you using a screen reader at all? Over.
Right now I'm not using a screen reader. I should, but I'm, as I say, having some problems with this laptop, so I am not using a screen reader at the moment. So I can just see enough to see what's on the screen.
Okay, well, that shouldn't make any difference anyway, but I was just wondering. It shouldn't make any difference because we're talking about the software itself, not JAWS. So let me check this out, and I'll get back to you in about a couple of minutes. N3 AIN, okay? Stand by. You guys carry on. N3 AIN.
Okay, Joe, very good.
KCFQV, let's say good evening to all on frequencies. KCFQV, Mark and Aurora, over.
Yeah, good evening, Mark. I've got you in there. Haven't quite asked for check-ins yet, but anything for us, Mark? I know I've got a station in Michigan there, too, that's waiting, but anything for us there, Mark?
Oh, no, just going to check into the TechNet, or I don't know if it's still the TechNet, or there's another net follow the TechNet. Whatever it is, I just want to add the numbers. Yeah, I checked in a few of the local nets and a few other EchoLink nets. Thursday seemed like a busy night for nets for me. So I got a local net I'm going to try to get into, too. But I just figure I'd stop by, say hello to everyone, and I'll send it back to the net. KCFQV. And I just was wondering, is this still the tech net, or is this another net after the tech net, KCFQV?
Okay, Mark. Yeah, no, it's still the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and it's been going since 7 o'clock Central, and we haven't quit yet. So good to have you on, and we definitely got you listed here. So very good. Thank you for saying hello to everybody, and no problem there. Let me pick up, forget his name already, in Michigan there, KD8ULU, I guess. Good evening.
Good evening, all. I'm sitting back listening. I see what I can learn. I've learned some things. I'm mostly using ACIC radios. I have three of them, you know, and that's what I use mostly for everything. So, other than that, I joined Handy Ham, and last night was my first time ever on EchoLink here, and now I'm learning more and more how to use it. So, I'm going to say back to you, Net Control.
Okay, well, great to have you on. I know you gave me your name when you checked in, and I forgot it already. Can you give me that again?
Name is Jim. J-I-M. Julia, India. Trying to think what the M is.
Okay, Jeff, you have Juliet India Mike. Very good. Well, we've got you down here. Great to have you on, Jim, and welcome to Handy Ham. And great to have you check into the net with us here this evening. And welcome to Echo Lake. You'll learn. There's no problem there. There's plenty of guys, plenty of folks around to help you out. So, very good. And we've done pretty good here tonight. We've answered a few questions, and or at least got answered a few questions and got things lined up to get more answered. So I guess we're doing pretty good here. My supper is about cooked up here, so I'm going to have to, in 10 or 15, about 15, 20 minutes here, I'm for sure going to have to go shut it down. And but if somebody wants to continue after that, they sure can. But I hadn't really planned on doing the TechNet tonight, but Jose wasn't around, so I thought I'd do it for a while here. But here in a little bit, I'm going to have to shut down that cooker. So, let's see. Anybody else have any questions or comments, check-ins for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet here, KA0PQW?
Kilo, Juliet 4, NCH. N5, X-ray, Charlie X-ray. Set another place for me, Matt.
This is KC0DEY, Bloomington, Minnesota. My name is Matt. I know you, Matt. Go ahead. Over.
Okay, we've got Ralph in there. I've got KJ4MBH, I think. We'll have to get that right. And, who's the other one? I missed somebody. I was messing around, not writing down here quick enough. Oh, Woody, we got you there, Woody. I got you there. Wasn't paying attention. Let's pick up KJ4 and give me the suffix of that call phonetically again. Is it Mike Bravo Hotel? Have I got it right?
KJ4MCH, Mike Darley Hotel. The name here is Toby. I'm mobile on 694. Just about to our destination. Driving up from Fort Myers, Florida the last few days. Headed to Coon Rapids to see some family. Over.
Okay, very good. Well, nice to hear you on Mobile there, KJ4MCH. And nice signal into the Twin Cities repeaters there, and you've checked into the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Mostly it's a technical discussion, but we're certainly glad to have you check in there, and I hope you have a good visit up there in the city, sir. Go ahead.
Very nice. Thank you for picking me up. I'm originally born in Minneapolis. We've just been living down in Florida for about the last 13 years, so it's been a while, but I am familiar with the surroundings. Over.
Okay, very good. Well, nice to have you with us there, KJ4MCH, and you betcha. Enjoy the time up there. Hope it goes well. And well, I guess it'll kind of feel like Florida up here right now. It's pretty hot, so there you go. Let's pick up Ralph here quick. KC0TAY, how you doing there, Ralph? You keeping that cat busy?
Yeah, it's Matt. I got him busy, so he got me busy, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, we got to go to the field ages this coming Saturday, and I got a ride from his Gary's wife and picked me up at 9:15, so in the morning. So your guys going to be a ham field day, and I wish you guys luck. And getting more points and more scores. So, good luck, everyone. So, wish you guys luck, and
Judy. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, Ralph, very good. Yep, that's right. ARRL Field Day this weekend, and let's hope everybody can go out to their club and help out. And a couple of years we have had some field day nets here. I haven't officially organized anything, but if somebody wants to get on and keep some activity going, that's certainly okay. So anyhow, good to hear you, Ralph. Thank you for checking in tonight. That's KC0TAY up there in Bloomington. Him and his cat. And I'm sure the cat keeps him busy, and he'll keep the cat busy. All right, let's head down to Woody down there, N5XEX. How you doing, Woody?
Not bad, Mr. Matt. Watch what you say about Florida now. I'll come up on your blindside and knock a knot on your head. Watch it. Hey, I can give you that. I use remote baits quite a lot, you know. I like to use the W0ZSW because it uses IRB sound. I don't have to deal with the Skype and all that. But, if the gentleman that you had on before wants to discuss it with me, I'll be glad to help him out with it a little bit, or we can go off to another channel if you want to, if you want to clear up the frequency here, over.
Okay, well, that'd be great, Woody. Let's see what Joe comes up with, and then I think we'll probably finish the net here fairly soon. And in any case, I'm going to have to, because I've got supper cooking, and I don't want to burn it up. And I started that before I figured out I was going to end up doing the tech net. So, that's just the way it goes. I'm going to have to get that meat turned off here pretty quick. I went up and turned it down a little while ago. So, let's see, N3AIN, Big Joe, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back. This is N3AIN. I just got done playing with the remote base with W0EQO, and I heard Woody's going to help him out there, which is probably even better, but because I know Woody can see. But I'm using JAWS. Just to tell you that there's no big deal that you're not using it, but I'm using a JAWS, and I'm using Windows XP. Just so you know what page I'm on and compared to where you are. I don't know what operating system you're using or if that even matters, because we're maybe concerned about the software itself. Echo, the W4MQ and Skype, but when I logged on to W0EQO. And as soon as it called up the remote base here on my computer, it was in the right edit field, in the right area to change frequency. And I pushed the space bar at that point, and it just started to transmit automatically right away. All I did was first I opened Skype. And then I logged on, opened up W4MQ and logged on to EQO, and it was right where it needed to be then. Just pressed the space bar to transmit it. It logged on at 3925. That's all I did. Over.
Okay, I can try that, but I'll be hopefully getting some more information from Woody about this. What I go on it, because what I would do is, by the way, this is KJ6, ZKC here. What I'll do, it says select sound type, and then I'll put my, I'll go on and then I'll put my call sign in there and all that. And, I've tried with, let me drop here for a second. I've tried with Skype, but when I go to Skype, everything dies. I know it's working, I just don't hear anything, even on the receiving end. I know that everything is on, and whatever's up there, whatever frequency I have, it's picking up anything at all. I know it's there, I just don't hear it.
Do you have Skype selected for the sound type? Over.
I try Skype, but when I, and then I have, sometimes I'll go to the IRB sound or whatever that is, but even that won't let me transmit, but when I go to Skype, I don't hear anything either. You know, I can't transmit or receive.
I've got a suspicion you've got Skype routed to the wrong, or you've got something routed to the wrong sound card somewhere or something. Doesn't that sound like it, Joe? I think he's got something bigger going on than what you and I can probably help with.
Yeah, could be. That could be. That would do it.
Okay, if that's the case, then I wouldn't even know what to look for at the moment. So maybe one of you can enlighten me a little bit. Over.
I don't know. What operating system is it?
Windows 7.
Windows 7. Okay, I don't know. I don't have that. But yeah, I'm not sure what would be going on, but you had stated before it was receiving fine, and now you're saying it's not doing either. So I don't know what you've got going on. Maybe Woody can help you out, too. I don't know. It certainly won't hurt that you guys visit a little bit, too, there. So I'm not really sure what you've got going on there. You know, that's... The one thing with some of this stuff, it's really hard because we're not exactly sitting in front of it. So, you know, it sometimes gets difficult to really diagnose what's going on because we're not exactly sitting in front of it. So, we'll let that kind of go for right now. And, Woody, if that'd be okay with you, after that's over here in a little bit, you guys can visit about that and kind of go from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's fine with me. Just introduce me. Give me his name and call again. Let me so I can call him after that.
Okay, Woody. Yeah, that's Mike Kilo, Juliet 6 Zulu. Kilo Charlie, I guess I've got that right out in San Jose there, so very good. Okay, anyone else here with any questions, comments, whatever, for the Annie Ham Radio Club TechNet here? KA0PQW.
Got two quick suggestions on this problem, Matt, real quick.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Two things. This would be up to Woody to do this if he could. Woody, if you can see, and if you have TeamViewer, you can look into his computer and how Skype is set up for the audio. And if he doesn't have that, or neither of both of you, neither of you have it, you could get it. But if you don't have it, Mike, you might want to go into options on Skype and audio settings. And look in there and see if you see anything that stands out in there that might tell you something could be wrong. And that's the only thing I have. Go into audio settings on Skype itself and see what how things are set up for it, for audio and stuff like that, preferred audio and all that. I can't tell you everything that's been there because I haven't been in there for a while, but it's stuff that you can change in there. if you want to look at it. N3AIM, that's all I have, N3AIM.
Don't do it yet, though, Mike, until get a chance to ask you a couple of things. This is Woody, N5XDX.
Yeah, and I suggest with Skype, tell it not to adjust your sound settings. There is a setting in there where it will, if you check the box, do whatever it wants. It will set up your sound settings for you and kind of do whatever it wants, and that's not a good idea because seems like every time you restart stuff, then the damn thing's coming up with different settings and things, so I always tell it not to. I set it up and leave it because I want it routed a certain way. So there you go. Okay, anyone else here? I'm going to shut this down pretty soon unless somebody else wants to take it over, because I'm going to have to get to my supper here. Don't want to burn it up. So anyone else anywhere with any questions, check-ins, comments for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet here, KA0PQW.
Whiskey Alpha Zero Tango Delta Alpha.
And there's WA0TDA. Good evening, Pat. You might have some ideas there, too. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I attempted to check in earlier from my phone. We were out at a picnic over on the St. Croix River, but I just didn't have good data service over there on the phone, so it kind of dropped out and I didn't make it in. But anyway, I was going to mention we had a power outage here in Woodbury. And the power was probably out for over an hour, so of course the remote base was down and all the computers had to shut down and everything. But I was pleased to see when we got back from the picnic the power was back on and the remote base had recovered all by itself, so it was up and running. WA0TDA.
Yeah, very good, Pat. Boy, you guys sure do seem to have your issues with power outages there. And what the hell they're up to over there with that. But, wow, you guys have way more power outages there than we've ever had here. Totally amazing. We've had a few, but and a very, very strange one here back in March. But I've not seen a power glitch here since March. And then before that, it had been a long time, probably a year or two. So, wow, that's too bad. You had another power outage, but at least it all recovered. And hope you had a good picnic. Nice warm night for that. There, go ahead.
Oh yes, it was a fun picnic. It was Susie's work picnic. For the Washington County Attorney's Office, so we had a good time over there with that, and just traditional hot dogs, and people brought a dish to pass and so forth, so it was one of those kind of deals, just kind of fun. They have a really beautiful park in Bayport. It's right on the river, and there's boat traffic going by, so that's kind of interesting. There's a playground for kids. They've even got a little beach there, so people had their dogs and their kids, and it was just a good time had by all. WA0TDA.
Well, very good, Pat. Well, that's great and excellent. So glad you could participate in that and have a good time there. Glad you could check in here with us tonight. Okay, anyone else here? I'm going to actually make this last call here. And if anyone else wants to have an informal discussion or whatever after I'm closed it out here, that's fine. But let's see if there's anything anybody else wants officially here through the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet here before we close. Anybody with any questions, comments, or anything? KA0PQW. Okay, I don't hear anything. I'm going to close it down here. I hadn't planned on running it. I thought Jose was going to be here, and then I found out he wasn't. So that's how it goes. We all have lives and stuff. But I'm going to go attend to my supper, because I know it's done, and I already turned it down to just keep it warm. So I'm going to sign. Close the Andy M. TechNet for tonight. I want to thank everyone for participating, assisting and answering questions and so on, and that's what it's all about. We got a few things answered and maybe some things not quite answered, but that's how it goes, and we've got arrangements made to help another person get some stuff answered, so I guess we did okay here. So I want to thank everybody. Thank all the repeater owners, node owners and stuff for having us, and the daily that will be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. And then tomorrow evening will be VK6BQQ with the worldwide tech net check in there tomorrow night from Australia. So Tuesday through Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Time, there's something going on. Let's put it that way. And at 11 a.m. 7 days a week Central Time, there's always something. So 73, you all make it a good one, and I'll turn all the stuff back to normal use, and I think Woody and Mike are going to visit a little bit, and I'm going to turn off the recording and the archive here and go get my supper. Well, that KA0PQW is clear. Good evening, everybody.
Well, you did a pretty good bit there. I hope